Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Big Bank Hassles getting you down? Cruise on into Highway Federal Credit Union. No surprise fees, great rates on loans and savings. And when you call, you talk to a person, not a menu. Highway Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA. Call 877-GO-HIGHWAY.
All right, everybody, on the alert. Here goes.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
So much dirt.
On My Talk. My Talk.
Well, this is going to be juicy.
Netflix probably thought they made a swift surgical move cutting Marvel's The Punisher and Jessica Jones earlier this week. But Eminem, Marshall Mathers, he made it very clear he can take a slice out of the streamer in retaliation. He tweeted, and he was very mad about The Punisher being canceled. In all caps, dear Netflix. Yes?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't know he had the actual letter. I love this.
Dear Netflix, regarding your cancellation of The Punisher, you are blowing it. Sincerely, Marshall.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Wow,
not happy about that.
Whoa.
I love that he's taking a stand on a Netflix show.
I know.
You know, this is a beloved show. It is.
Well, it may move when Disney launches their streaming service. I don't think all is lost.
Yeah, so. Don't lose yourself.
Okay, we all know that Calvin Klein has gotten a resurgence with Shawn Mendes this week posing in his Calvins. And then we have Noah Centineo.
Yes.
Kendall Jenner, A$AP Rocky. So James Corden has made a video with all of them. Wouldn't it be fun to have an idea and then you just fly everybody in to make a cute video?
Yeah, and to have that staff, I'm so jealous.
Yes. He just placed himself into the videos. It's pretty funny.
It's so good.
Yes, it's a clever spoof of the ad, splicing himself into the footage. basically, they're just all hanging out, doing fun, hot, young millennial things. And he's like... some weird housemate of them, and then they all leave together. He's like, wait, guys.
He's like in his bathrobe.
Yeah, it's pretty good, so you can check that out. If you're looking for a laugh this Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Jesse Smollett, he is in hot water, as we all know. Here's the latest on him. His bail hearing was yesterday. He went directly to the Empire set to film. Attorneys presented extensive evidence that suggests that he orchestrated his own attack, including they do have a check for $3,500 that he wrote those two brothers.
Who writes a check? Who writes a check anymore for anything?
I mean, if anything, he's a dumb criminal. What the?
Yeah.
Maybe it's for bodybuilding or, what do you call it? Training.
Personal training, because one
personal
of them is
training.
His personal trainer, yes.
Maybe that.
He also sent a first text saying, I'm going to need your help on the down low. And then he made a phone call the day after the alleged attack and spoke to him for more than 8 minutes while he was in Turkey. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
So he's been released on a $100,000 bond, and it just doesn't look good.
And he's still, this morning he is still saying that he's innocent. He went back to the set, and he's like, I apologize, but I am innocent.
Yeah.
And look, the truth of the matter is he has to have his day in court, and we'll see. But my goodness, it doesn't, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to look at the evidence and go, huh? Yeah. Scooby? I don't know.
On TV this weekend, we have on Netflix, Workin' Moms. This is a Canadian sitcom by Katherine Reitman, who is the daughter of Ghostbusters director Ivan Reitman. We have OG on HBO. That has Jeffrey Wright from Westworld in it. And then, of course, the Academy Awards on Sunday night. That's the latest dirt. You can find more at mytalk1071.com.
Greatest update ever.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended dirt alerts at 820, 1220, and 520.
Keep me updated.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
Hello!
Don Fire, hello, and welcome to the final hour.
Hello!
On this Friday, February, I love that soundbite, February 22nd, 2019, coming up on 8:06, I'm Jace with Lex, and the Grand Ole Opry's newest star, our very own Minnie Pearl, Dawn McClain.
Patty!
There she is.
I love that. Oh, Minnie Pearl. When did she die? Let me look. Let's Google that real quick. Lex, let's see who can do it first. When did she pass away?
Minnie Pearl. Oh,
1996. Oh,
oh wow.
She's been gone a while. Born 1912. Wow. Sarah Ophelia Collie Cannon was her full name. That's a long name.
Wow.
Ophelia.
84,
yeah. Had that little price tag on her hat. That's something you would do, Lex. You're kind of, you know what I mean? That would be you. Like, you'd get a little hat and leave the price tag on.
Yeah, that's actually a good look right there. Yeah, I like it.
That is a good look. You should bring that back.
Kind of like a, yeah, what is that? But I
have no idea.
A tea bag.
Yeah. Remember, we went through this yesterday.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
She just wanted to say tea bag.
She just wanted to say that. 8:07. I'm really excited. We have a special guest.
Yes,
actually,
we do.
In my studio here at Fox, and I love it. B. Arthur bought us a second microphone, so when like Alexis comes to see us, and now I can have guests like today's guest.
Yes.
She is the psychic for the National Enquirer and has become a good friend of mine. Anytime she's on the TV show, people lose their mind. And she does great. She has been right on several occasions about me, about my buddy Shane. And I just found out this morning about the weather. Maria Shaw's here. Hi, sweetie.
Well, hello. Good morning.
Morning.
And it's Alexis and Dawn back there. They're in St. Paul. So let's start with the weather. You told me something. Listen to this, Lex and Dawn. I totally forgot. What did you say on my show a couple years ago?
A couple years ago when I was on your TV show, I predicted that the next 3 years we would see snow in places we've never seen snow before, that we would have terribly cold, cold, harsh winters and tons of snow. This is our second year that I predicted. We have one more year of this next year. Get a good heating plan. Because you're going to need it, you know? We got one more year of this, and that's because cosmically, Saturn is in the sign of Capricorn for 3 years, and Capricorn rules cold and snow and harsh winters.
Oh.
Yeah, well, they got snow in L.A.
And Vegas, Maria.
And Vegas.
Flagstaff, Arizona. I don't know if it snows there or not, but I saw that in Arizona yesterday.
Flagstaff, Dawn.
Oh, my God.
Flagstaff. That's Dawn's favorite city. Yeah. Dawn, it's snowing there, girl.
Oh, my gosh. Of course.
Yeah. So let's go through, for the three of us, let's go through, if you mind, some their signs to see what the rest of 2019 holds.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Dawn, let's start with you. What's your birthday? Tell Maria.
The 10-6.
Okay. Have you been real tired lately? Like, are you sleeping on the job?
I'm not sleeping on the job, but I have been very tired, yes.
You're also very frustrated with people for a little bit here. They're really getting on your nerves. That's going to start to subside. You have a very good year this year, before the end of the year, to take several trips. You're going to use up some of that vacation time. And also there's some type of negotiation or some type of a speaking, something or another that you're going to be using your voice for outside of what you're doing right now.
Mm.
And you're going to, I don't know if you're doing writing or speaking or teaching, but whatever it is, it's really taken off for you. There's some type of a side bit that you're doing.
Mm.
So when that happens, I don't know if it's a comedy act or what, whatever you're doing a little bit later this year.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to take off for you.
Wow,
you do have a side hustle. You do have, I was going to say. Well, how about in the love department for Dawn? Maria, what are you seeing for Dawn?
Well, her crazy train's coming to a halt. Since 2010. Yeah, since 2010, you've had, like, expect the unexpected with people. Not just love, but, like, with people. It's if you look back on the last 8-9 years, it's been kind of crazy with your relationships and friendships and coworkers. As of March, your life is going to become a lot more stable. But suffice to say, you have met some crazy, weird people.
Yeah.
She is a ghost hunter, you know.
Yeah, I am a paranormal investigator.
Are they of this world? Are they trapped in the middle somewhere?
Well, I'm married to one. That's what my husband's business is.
Oh, seriously?
Paranormal investigation.
Wow.
Yeah. We're going to that place in Louisville, Waverly.
Oh, I just went there, Waverly Hills. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to investigate that. He does the Lizzie Borden every year.
Mm-hmm.
We did a couple places in Philly. It was the prison.
I went there too. Moundsville Penitentiary. Yep.
No, it was the other one, not Moundsville. It was the other big one. But anyway, okay. I mean, I get strung along on these things kind of to support the family business. I'm scared to death. I don't want to see no ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
I'm afraid of a ghost.
I talked to him. Yeah. Thanks for the reading.
Yeah, so Psychic Maria Shaw is our special guest. Really quick, if people have to leave, get out of their car, where can people see you this weekend? That's why you're in town.
Thank you. Yeah, on Sunday we're going to be at the Mall of America, Radisson Blue, for a big psychic fair. It starts at 9 a.m. and runs till 4. It's $10 admission, and you can come in and take your pick of 35 practitioners or psychics and paranormal investigators and ghost hunters. But we also have pet psychics and love experts, so the whole realm. That, again, is Sunday 9 to 4 at the Radisson Blue.
And a good weekend to do it, because though you want to be inside, the weather's not going to be great. Okay, let's turn to
Lex. I went
Lex.
To one of your fairs. This is a long time ago with Meredith. Jason and I used to do a show
together,
the three of us. And you're so right. You walk in and you're just like, who do I go to first? There's so many magical people in there.
Yeah, and I'm bringing in like 1,000 pounds of crystals and gems. You know, they just had the Tucson Gem Show in Arizona this last month, and I've ordered tons of gemstones and crystals that are coming in too for sale.
Ooh.
So yeah,
Lex, get some gems, girl.
Okay. I'm just wondering if the paranormal investigator's writing a book. Are you doing something in addition to
Dawn? You're going back to that? I've been approached to do some paranormal shows.
There's something extra I'm also you're going to be doing.
Okay, and then I'm also looking into doing stand-up comedy again.
I'm going to stick with what I said. I think it could be the comedy. If you can incorporate the ghost stuff in with the comedy, that would be a hoot.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
How did you
that's
know the
what
comedy?
I was thinking.
Maria has never, and let me tell you right now, all I did was basically give her your names, but Maria is not from here, knows little,
she doesn't know anything about me.
No, doesn't know anything about Dawn. Dawn McClain.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay, let's move to Cuckoo Cachoo, Alexis.
Rude.
Oh, I'm sorry, the mic was on. I forgot about that. Sorry, Dawn, I told you to turn my mic off when I said that about Alex. Okay, Lex, give Maria your birth date.
November 21st.
Oh, my goodness. She's going to have a great year. This is the girl to be. Yes.
Lex.
Got to watch out a little bit for weight gain. You could expand everything in your life. This is a year to expand.
It's been a rough winter. Why do you think I'm Pilating as much as I am?
Maria, we just, didn't we, girls? We just said this yesterday. The three of us just talked about this.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lex, that's hysterical. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's fine. She's expanding everything in her life. This is a very good year. But the good news is you've already been through your money crunch back in what, 15, 16, 17, somewhere around there, you're going to be seeing an increase in your income this year. So I don't know if you have a new contract or you're doing stuff on the side, but whatever it is, I'm seeing more money for you by the end of this year. Yeah, and you're kind of psychic. You ought to be doing this ghost stuff, too. Do you like this kind of stuff?
I'm fascinated by it, yes.
And scared of it. Yeah, but she's very intuitive. And the other thing is, you would make a very good private investigator, because you cannot stand it if somebody has a secret. You got to find it out. But you can keep secrets. Unless you have a little too much to drink, then it's blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my God.
As we say on the show, she knows you like that.
You do know me like that.
Oh, wow. You sense her being a little intuitive?
Yeah, I think she is. Yeah, very intuitive.
Because Maria does not know this. She's never listened to our show. We do a thing called Alexis Reads Your Sticks, and it's kind of a joke, but Lex reads sticks, and we get emails all the time that Lex is right on stuff.
Well, yeah, she's right on the cusp of Scorpio Sag. She should be very intuitive, so if she thinks she's just a little stick picking up these sticks, she may think it's not 100%, but I mean, this girl, I believe, is intuitive. If anybody's calling in for these readings from her, there's a grain of truth with these.
Oh, yeah, she's, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, Lex, what's your face like right now? I want to see you.
Wow.
We're going to give you a booth at our psychic fair. There you go. You can come read for us at the psychic fair.
That is crazy, Lexa.
That's
Lou.
Her extra money. That's her extra money.
Hey, there you go.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Oh, I love crystals too.
What are the good signs this year for the rest of 2019?
Sagittarius. They're the lucky sign. Geminis are going to be lucky in love.
Okay.
Scorpios will be lucky with money. And some Taurus will also be lucky with money.
That's my husband. Oh, look at that.
Yeah. So see, there's extra money coming there.
Ooh.
But I would say the signs that have to be a little bit more careful are going to be Capricorns. They have a lot of heavy stuff to work through. And Aries people are getting off the crazy train. And Taurus people are getting on.
Tauruses are getting on the crazy train?
The crazy train, yeah. Ooh. And Aries have had kind of a crazy 8-9 years. And so have Libras. But I think that's going to kind of come to a halt. But listen, if you're a Taurus, a Capricorn, a Cancer, or a Pisces, next week is going to be fantastic for you. We have a lot of good cosmic energy next week. We're coming into Mardi Gras, too. I'm from New Orleans, so we're getting ready for our Mardi Gras down there. I'm gonna bring you some beads.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going there in May on a trip to New Orleans.
What are we going to do?
You going for Jazz Fest?
No, just going down there to hunt some ghosts and stuff with a friend.
Oh, perfect place. I live right in the French Quarter.
You do?
I got to tell you real quick. They go by our house. They go by our house. We live on Domain Street. Uh-huh. And they always stay the ghost tours. So my husband stands in the house and he'll turn the lights off and on and he'll knock on the door. Oh. And the people, they just scream. They think, oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Do you do readings there in New Orleans?
Mm-hmm. I don't have a store. I have classes out of my home.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Wow. Oh, so great.
What about Jason?
Yeah, Leos. How about Leos?
Leos, they're actually going to be kind of lucky this year. So if you're a Leo and want to go to the casino, you're in good shape. But also, Leos are really going to like the people they work with this year. If you're a Leo, you've got some Lex. Good people coming in. Yeah.
So I'm going to like Lex and Dawn this year?
Even more.
See, Lex, we may have lunch this year.
Maybe
this is our year, Lex.
But if you're thinking about making an investment, Jason, whether it be real estate or you're investing in stocks or gold, it's going to go up. So if there's something that you're investing in, a new Rolex maybe?
New Rolex? No, you know what? Again, what's funny is it's my husband texting. He goes, Maria just told me that my crazy is coming to an end. Yes. So because he's April 5th.
Oh, yeah. For the last 8-9 years, Aries have had Uranus in their sun sign. So it's been expect the unexpected for him, too. So that's going to, after March 8th, it's going to start to calm down.
See, honey, after March 8th, calming down. The crazy, you're coming off the crazy train.
Just when Angel's crazy starting.
Oh, Lex, we should just swap husbands for a couple weeks.
I like his crazy, though, so it's all good.
Tell for people that just tune in again, Maria, where are you going to be at on Sunday?
This Sunday, we'll be at the Radisson Blue at the Mall of America for a big psychic fun fair. It starts at 9 and goes to 4. We'll have 35 healers, practitioners, and psychics there. Just come on in. It's $10 admission and $20 for readings. Again, Radisson Blue, Sunday, 9 to 4.
Maria Shaw, everybody, and she'll be sticking around here in the studio, well, in the Fox studio, because I have her on the Jason Show a little bit later today, which is always fun because she does audience readings and their responses are hysterical. Maria, thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
We got to make this a tradition when you come in to do the show.
All
you got to come back in for the radio show. Guys, we got to take a break. We'll be back after this.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, everybody. Dirt Alert time. Now, Elizabeth is gone. Dawn's going to give the Dirt Alert. But I just have to put a bow on the conversation with Maria Shaw. Dawn and Alexis and I were just talking in our instant messenger. I'm a little skeptical, and Dawn, even though, I think we're all a little skeptical of stuff like that, but I got to tell you, another reason I love Maria and we keep having her back on the TV show is because she has correctly predicted some things that the staff, all of us were like, "Rrr?" She predicted, she knew about Shane's baby. Now, I mean, Shane had a baby a long time ago. Before we even knew, basically predicted the sex, predicted the name, around about the name. And the craziest thing was she was on my show and she said, you are going to move within a few months. And I laughed at her because I had no intention on moving. Like I was like, absolutely not. Moved 4 months later.
Yes.
And it was not. And then she predicted the national launch of the talk show before that was even talked about. And it was just. And she knew the date that it was like the month that it was going to happen. She is. It's going to happen in the summer. And it did. It was. She's really good. She's really, really, really good. So anyway, Maria Shaw.
That was fun.
So Radisson Blue this Sunday, 9 to 4 p.m. Mall of America. Yeah.
And we're getting all of these people on Twitter now that with signs that said that she said was going to hop on the crazy train.
So oh, no,
people are freaking out.
Oh gosh.
Okay, Dawn, what do we have?
Okay, well, the latest on Jussie Smollett. Just talked about this at the top of the hour, but we'll go over it again. He had his bail hearing yesterday, and attorneys presented extensive evidence that suggests that he orchestrated his own attack on January 29th. It looks like he tried to, allegedly tried to have the attack on the 23rd, but his flight was late. He was flying back from somewhere, was sort of alerting those guys to the fact that his plane was going to be delayed because he kept posting on social media, still sitting in the airport. You know, he normally doesn't do that, but he just kept updating. And so they're thinking that's part of the evidence because that's what they claimed, that they were going to do it on the 23rd, did not successfully do it, rescheduled essentially for the 29th when the alleged attack happened.
Well, on a little sidebar, I just TMZ, who's been all over this, posted just a few minutes ago, I guess yesterday, maybe Lex Angel was watching, I guess Charles Barkley ripped into Jussie on NBA Today last night, went off. So that's it's because I say that because I got an email yesterday from a woman that was like, oh, now Hollywood is silent about this. And I thought to myself, oh, no, I don't know what star she's following, but stars are outraged and they believe me, they're mad and they're vocalizing the damage that if this comes at the end of all this, if it is the damage he has done. So anyway,
and if you haven't seen the press conference or heard any of that audio, boy, that the police chief there in Chicago who, you know, they were all on his side and believed him. They are moving forward with prosecuting him with Chicago prosecutors. He was not happy.
No,
really pointing out that, you know, here he is taking resources and time away from people who are real shooting victims out there suffering, and they were very upset. So
yes.
Okay, let's see. Oh, Kylie Jenner, you know, she's having this big drama with Jordan Woods, her best friend, who just moved out of her home. They were besties, but Jordan, there was a lot of evidence that she made out with Tristan Thompson, who is Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy. So they have severed their relationship. Whether or not any of this is real, I don't know. Because there are some conspiracy theories out there that this is all orchestrated by Kris Jenner.
Yep.
And that they're basically paying Jordan to do this and play this person in the role of this entire, that we're all the fools here. I mean, that's kind of a far-fetched thing. I don't know if anybody would forever want to tarnish their reputation, but that's part of the rumors.
For enough money
out there,
he might do it now. Jussie Smollett, $35,000 an hour might have not been enough for those brothers.
No, no,
and
not
with
at all.
A check.
That
like
too.
Charles Barkley. That's one of the jokes he made. He goes, "If you were going to commit a crime, don't do it with a check.
Don't write a check."
Oy.
And Kylie's Cosmetics, she actually put Jordan, there's a lip kit that's named after Jordan Woods, her best friend. It's called Jordy. That is now half price.
Ooh.
Put it on sale. It's on clearance, but it's sold out because it was only $13.95. Sends a real message, Shade.
Girl, that's some, when you are on the clearance rack, that is never, ever a good thing. Yeah. Alexis has a question about breast milk, and I can't believe I'm saying that, but she does, right, Lex?
Yes, I do.
We're going to talk about that when we come back.
She says
how's your
that
breakfast,
she's
Lex?
Never afraid.
Nice thick thighs right there. Yum. Juicy jugs. Looks
what?
Delicious, Jace.
Juicy jugs.
Yeah. They're...
Look at the instant messenger, dog.
There's a...
I made Lex some
boiled egg.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Put those thighs, right? Mm. Some chicken wangs. Are those banana arms? Or
I want everyone to share in our laughter. I got that from Amy Sedaris' Instagram account.
Oh,
so
my God.
I love her.
I do, too. Go to Amy Sedaris' Instagram account right now. It's her newest post, and it is hysterical.
Boiled eggs for the lady friends.
Yeah. Okay, Lexa Lou.
Yes.
You have a question about breast milk.
I do. Okay, so, you know, breast milk is amazing. You hear about it, you know, not only for nutrition for the babe, but also, you know, mothers donating breast milk for mothers who might not be able to yield as much milk and sharing with babies, right?
Yes.
Well, this is the first time I've heard this before. You know, Tia and Tamara, sister, the stars?
Yeah.
Well, they're 40 years old now. And Tamara, she has been battling an illness, not been feeling well at all. In fact, Tia said that her sister's desperate for some healing. She's sicky poo. That's her words. And she said she sent her an article about how breast milk has healing properties and it's okay to drink. She asked if it's okay to drink her breast milk because she just had a baby and she's still breastfeeding her child. So she collected some, and there's a picture of Tamara drinking it, and she says it's the best she's ever tried in her life, and that...
Well, how many breasts has she tried?
See, that's what I'm wondering. Do moms trade and taste each other's, or, I mean, I'm sure you try your own. I mean, I would, right? Do you? Anyway, she's feeling better, and that's helped her by drinking her sister's, her twin sister's breast milk.
Dawn, you handle this one. I have to quickly log out and log back in.
Oh, sure.
The computer's freaking out. So, and especially since you were a mother.
Is that code word for I'm uncomfortable with this conversation?
No, I honestly do mean I do have to quickly log out and log back
in.
Okay. It is ironic timing, though, that the computer's freaking out. But Dawn, please handle Alexis's breast milk questions. I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, I would say, you know, I didn't breastfeed because I was a teen mom, and it was just too difficult for me because I was in high school when I got pregnant, and I, you know, I had my baby between my junior and senior year, and it just didn't seem practical for me to have to pump during the school day, because that is, you know, it is definitely a commitment that you have to want to do. It's also not as easy as you think. A lot of women have issues with attaching the baby. I mean, my poor mother just couldn't do it with any of us. She tried and tried, and she would cry, and it was just painful, and she just couldn't do it. So, you know, they've developed formula now that's just as good.
Yes.
I know there are a lot of people out there who are really hardcore breast milk advocates. It's kind of like essential oil, so I'm going to tread lightly here. When I was in the hospital with my daughter, there was somebody that came in from a breastfeeding group called La Leche, and they're crazed. I mean, they are all, they think that if you don't do it, not all of them, but I, from Missouri, this particular woman, she was really pushing this on me, and I'm like, I'm in high school. I can't, you know, it's just not, I'm not going to be able to pump all day, you know? And so she reported me as rejecting my baby. And so these counselors came in, it was a big deal. And my mom was so mad that they let this lady in there, I was a minor, to talk to me about something I had already made a decision about, and it was already a super stressful time. So I have preconceived, you know, about the people that push breast milk and think it's like magic. I've never heard of it helping adults.
Yeah.
But you never know.
I mean, would that be...
I know that was a long story, a roundabout, but
no,
my experience with it.
Yeah, makes sense.
I think that it might be a placebo. I don't know.
Would you try it, though? Maybe you've been sick and you've tried all different things. And then it was like, well,
I mean,
it's not your twin sister, but it's, you know, another woman's milk.
I guess I would try it because, I mean, I'll try any food. You know?
Oh, okay.
I really will. I'm like, fried cricket? I'll try that at least once.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good.
You never know.
The
so
protein, too.
But I think that people put a little bit more credence into the powers of breast milk.
Mm.
You know, and maybe some moms out there can let us know how they feel about it. But please don't get mad at me for saying that. If you want to breastfeed
your
baby, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think that it sets them off for life as to getting allergies. Like some people claim that if you don't breastfeed, that your kid is going to have a lot of allergies when they grow up. That's another element, too. So.
Right.
But it is a little odd as an adult to be drinking breast milk.
And your sister's.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I just thought that was something I'd never heard before. And sister says it's amazing and that she's going to use it as a remedy. And I'm just thinking, you know what? I'm going to keep that in my back pocket for the future. If something goes awry, and you know, maybe we'll try that. I'm not sure, but
yeah.
Wow.
We have a lot of people calling in. Do you want
I wonder if they
they're calling about breast milk.
Yeah. Do we?
Yeah. Take
let's,
the risk.
Let's take one. Okay.
We're
let's take one. Let's see here.
Don't cuss.
Okay.
Let's try this one.
Okay. Good morning.
Morning.
What's your name?
Christina.
Christina, you're on the air.
Oh,
what say you about this?
So I was just calling to comment on the milk.
Yeah,
with a sister. Mm-hmm. And I've actually thought that myself, and I emailed like the oncology unit at the U thinking because of the way it works, where if the baby's lips touch the mom's areola, mm-hmm. it sends messages back and forth. Like, this is what you make for the next time the baby has milk. And so it kind of creates its own formula each time for what the baby's missing. So to me, it would be hard to do that with adults, right? You can't, unless they invent some way to, you know, swab your lips and then swab it on the mom.
Never.
I mean, you're not going to, like, go right off the tap, probably, right? Unless it's somebody that you know real well.
Get over here, Tia. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh.
It does have, you know, 100 more antibodies than a formula. Uh-huh. So maybe there's something to it.
Yeah.
But I've breastfed over 10 years myself because I could.
Yeah.
And it is difficult getting started each time.
Oh, boy.
I can see why people don't want to do it or stop. That's people's own choice. But for me, I've definitely, like, made, you know, a latte out of mine once the first time around. I didn't care to do it again, but it was just kind of interesting and fun to try.
I would do the same thing. I'd make my husband take a drink too.
I don't think you'd have to make him. I think that's kind of fun for the guys.
Oh, they're interested, huh? I didn't even talk to him about that. It hasn't come up yet. Okay.
Oh, we'll leave that one
in at a really good time.
Off the air. But yeah, that was, the men, they like that.
What's your name?
Christina.
Christina. Thank you for calling.
Yep. All right.
That is fascinating. No.
Okay.
On so I many came, levels. What she just I, said.
I came back in.
Wow.
Did I hear? No, I just want to recap so that my brain can calibrate what I think I just heard.
Yeah.
Did she say that she made breast milk lattes?
Yeah, she made a latte for herself. She's just like me. She tried it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't tried breast milk, but I've tried a lot of different foods. I'll try anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, whatever.
Something new there.
Yeah, and I mean, we're drinking B. Arthur's a coffee pod, so it can't, you know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I didn't, she said something that I've never heard before, and maybe the research on breast milk has changed since 27 years ago when I gave birth, but she said that your body senses what the baby needs and changes the formula to give the baby back what it's lacking.
Wow.
I've never heard that in my life. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying that's interesting. Not, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, fascinating.
That is.
Lex, did you learn a lot? Did you get your answers, your questions answered?
I'm speechless just thinking about. I have a lot of Googling to do today.
Oh gosh. Well, I don't have to ask Alexis what she'll be doing this weekend. We now know.
She's going to be garden show.
It's like the breast milk latte recipes out there. That's what she's going to be Googling.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Might have a taste test for you guys.
Breast milk smoothie.
Yeah, I got some friends who are still nursing their babes right now. I'll just borrow some.
I'm good. I'm lactose intolerant, so I'm pretty good. Yeah.
I haven't been able to get rid of a cold for a long time. Maybe I'll try it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, 8:41. This has been a delightful segment. 8:41. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. You can
trust and now, a sweet moment with J.R. Ewing.
No one you care so much for Sue Ellen. She's just like your mother. Another drunken slut who ran away.
You slime. You make me sick.
Keep out of my way, Pamela, or I'll destroy you.
This has been A Sweet Moment with J.R. Ewing.
He's so sweet.
So sweet.
It's a happy home there that they create at South Fork. Very happy home. They all get along.
Yeah.
It took place on the staircase. Yes. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis, in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Oh. Mm-hmm. Everything breast milk. We're getting some emails about this breast milk conversation.
This is fascinating.
It is. It is very, very fascinating. And I'm so kind of glad that I had to step away from the conversation.
The show's almost over, right?
It's like essential oils. It is.
I had very little to add. And I sometimes don't know when to shut my mouth, but I sometimes do actually know when I should just step back. I'll just step back. Because people, that's a very personal topic that people have very strong opinions about.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really want to step in that that patch there.
I haven't looked, but
especially when you think about...
No, people have been very nice.
Yeah, they've been super nice.
I tried to tread lightly.
Inquisitive. No, inquisitive more than anything.
Right,
yeah.
Same. Because you hear about, well, you know, whatever your choice is, but it's a way to feed your baby. And then are there benefits for adults? And that was the part that I was like, whoa.
Okay. Let's go round robin real quick. Sunday is the 91st annual Academy Awards, and quickly because we'll be back on Monday with your full coverage, girl. That's all we're gonna do
all day.
That's all we're gonna do all day long.
Yep.
So let's go through first. Let's talk about this Whoopi Goldberg theory that Whoopi Goldberg is the secret host. Believe or not believe, Dawn McClain?
I do believe, and I think it's a great idea because everyone's a little bit sad panda and down about the whole thing with all the changes and, you know, the non-host. I think that is a great idea, and I hope they do it.
And she's been off for a while, too.
Yeah.
A couple weeks.
Lexa Lou?
For fun's sake, I'm going to say no, I don't believe it.
Okay. I think it's going to. I'm in the middle. I think it's possible. I'll say that.
Okay.
Let's go through some major categories and let's just give our prediction.
Okay.
Let's start with. Let me do. best. Let's do best supporting actress. Okay.
Okay.
Amy Adams, Marina Del Tevere for Roma, Regina King, Emma Stone, Rachel Wise.
That woman from Roma.
Yeah.
Marina?
Really yeah.
Things about that.
I think
movie.
That's going to win big.
I do too.
And I can watch it on Netflix. I need to do that this weekend. But
I've had three people in my life of different backgrounds, genders, that they all three fell asleep.
Species.
Doing it.
Oh, what?
Whoa.
Seriously, I'm not joking. I'm not just making a joke.
Then it's probably going to win.
I'm not kidding. I'm thinking of three people.
Oh.
And one is I would consider a movie snob, and she fell asleep.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Regina King winning.
Me too. Me too. Okay, best supporting actor, Mahershala Ali, Adam Driver, Sam Elliott, Sam Rockwell, or Richard E. Grant?
Oof.
Mahershala for
me. Yeah, Mahershala.
Me too. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Supporting actress, or leading actress, I'm sorry. Yalitza for Roma, Glenn Close, Olivia Colman, Lady Gaga, Melissa McCarthy.
Ooh.
For me, Glenn Close. I haven't seen it, but I think it's going to be the wife.
It's her year.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Olivia Colman for the favorite.
Mm.
Okay. Actor, Christian Bale, Bradley Cooper, William Dafoe, Rami Malek, Viggo Mortensen.
Christian Bale.
Oh, really?
For Vice. Yeah.
Okay. Rami Malek.
I'm with Dawn. Rami Malek.
Yeah.
And finally, best picture.
Ooh.
Black Panther, BlacKkKlansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, Star Is Born, Vice.
I think Roma.
Ooh. Oh yeah, Roma there. Jace,
you're saying Roma too, Lex?
No, I'm not. I'm actually thinking Black Panther's gonna win.
Oh,
I'm saying Roma too.
Okay.
My second is Green Book.
Okay.
And I'll be shocked if Bohemian Rhapsody wins. If Bohemian Rhapsody wins, listen closely to a scream coming from the North Loop of Minneapolis.
Oh my God. Oh, you've got to do. Can you please do a video in the moment, Jason?
Yeah,
just in case.
Yeah. Oh, I will lose my mind.
Oh my gosh.
I will get, my brain will explode. I'll get, I will scream so loud. I'll be so mad. I will be so mad if Bohemian Rhapsody wins. I liked it again. I don't hate it. Let me be crystal Carrington clear.
Yeah.
I did not hate it. I just don't think it should have even been nominated for Best Picture. It is not a Best Picture of the year.
Yeah.
No.
Ooh,
there's a difference.
I haven't seen it. But I'm going to see it on Saturday.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to an Oscar watching party.
Oh, fun. How many movies are you going to watch?
Well, they're all day long, but I'm actually going to see A Bronx Tale as well. This weekend.
Yes,
with one of our My Talkers, Lori Beerling, is taking me.
Oh, Lori!
Yeah! And then I'm going to go watch Bohemian Rhapsody, so I'll have to...
Nice.
I have a feeling I'm not going to like it either.
I think you're going to be more similar to me. Lex liked it, didn't you, Lex?
I actually didn't see it, no. Oh, so okay. I'm going to wait to see what Dawn says before I see it, too, or not at all.
If I don't
Lex, maybe you can come over, and I'll make you lunch, and you can watch it at my house.
Oh, I'm busy. Sorry.
Of course you are. Yeah, I thought I would try that too. I thought I would try that tactic too. A movie plus lunch. I thought maybe that would entice her.
Yeah, sorry. I'm busy. Yeah.
That's how much I want you to come over for lunch. I'm willing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You're very busy, girl. You're very, very busy. Very busy.
We need to broadcast from the hot tub.
We do.
Oh, my gosh.
But B. Arthur isn't even, she has no time for us. She literally texted, I'm not joking, when I texted her that she should be listening because we're busting on her. And then yesterday I texted her something else. Her reply was, I'm exhausted.
She's busy.
She's very, two words, I'm exhausted.
Tired. Yeah.
I don't know. What the hell? What is she doing? Why is she so tired?
She's,
What is she doing?
Maintaining our brand.
Yeah, that's exhausting. Yeah.
Oh, carrying us all on her back. I'll get her some Dones pills. Sure. I'm very sorry.
Dones.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Are they here?
Yes.
All
Donna
of them
and
or just
Steve.
Two of them?
Yeah.
Both of them? Okay.
Send in the clouds just when I saw.
Don and Steve's here from Donna and Steve.
Should we
Good
be
morning.
Inviting Ryan into this?
No.
Okay, well, there's our focus group.
Wow. No, it's all...
Oh, wow.
Of course, he can come if he wants to.
No, we're good.
I don't know why you said that so quickly. I love Ryan.
It's like Alexis with a lunch invite. Yeah. You jumped all over that, yeah. What do you guys have coming up today?
Well, a little bit of everything.
Oh, sure. Irritating. Is this a hard question, Donna? I mean, your show is on in 5 minutes.
I know. No, we know. We know. We got stuff. We're going to remind people about what Steve's got going on this weekend. We're going to read a really fun email that we got.
We have a frequent emailer who is very funny. And every email, and we've demanded more and more information from this person. So the mystery about this emailer is slowly unraveling, and we learned a lot last night, and our listeners will get to learn it all in a few minutes.
Nice.
Perfect. Coming up next, that's going to do it for us today and for this week. If you're listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, you go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you, unless you're a terrible person. Have a fantastic weekend. Happy Oscars weekend. And we'll talk on Monday. Bye, friends. Love you.
It's a beautiful day.